This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Friday afternoon, August 16th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Fans of the well-loved Chicago-filmed classic The Blues Brothers will gather in the southwest suburbs tomorrow. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, an expected convention bump for Chicago hotels and restaurants doesn't appear to be happening. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Danny Ecker, reporter for Crane Chicago Business. Danny, thank you for joining us today. The banners are up. The stickers are being painted over. The city is being spruced up. A lot of people are coming to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention starting on Monday. But will the restaurants and hotels see an uptick in business?
Well, depends who you ask. Some of them sound like they will, and some are maybe going to come up a little short of what they expected. We had some numbers on advanced hotel bookings as of about just over a week ago that showed that the hotel occupancy was on pace to be actually pretty similar to where it was for the same week of August last year when there was nothing in particular happening. And so it was raised some questions about whether this was going to be at least having sort of the immediate economic impact that many people in the hotel and restaurant sector were hoping for, setting aside the fact that obviously this is an opportunity for Chicago to have a, you know, national, even global commercial for the city showcasing it. So it's just all about whether the expectations were a little too high about filling hotel rooms.
The importance and the media coverage of the Democratic National Convention, of course, is fairly outsized compared to other conventions that come to Chicago. As far as the headcount is concerned, the number of people who are coming into the city for the DNC, how does this stack up to, let's say, the restaurant show or other big shows that take place at McCormick Place and elsewhere?
Well, in terms of the attendance at an actual convention, you know, we actually are about to host the biggest convention we have here, the IMTS, Manufacturing Technology Show, that's coming to McCormick Place next month. That's over 100,000 attendees. We're talking more like 50,000 attendees for the DNC. But, of course, you have so many more people likely coming in that you may not be able to plan for. Maybe they're staying at Airbnbs, not really exactly sure. But, you know, there is an element to this of, when you have really high-profile events with all kinds of security measures and unknowns about where you, what you'll be able to do and what you won't be able to do and reservations you'll be able to make, you know, there's this sense of, do people maybe stay away instead of coming into Chicago? Oh, you know what? We're not going to hold our event. We're not going to go to Chicago that week. We'll go another week. You know, and that's, I think, a bit of criticism that some people in the hospitality sector like to point to say things like the DNC, things like the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. These are great in terms of putting a spotlight on the city, but these really do eat away at some of the summer high tourism weeks that we really count on to make our business.
And then what are the restaurants saying? I mean, we hear what the hotels are saying about occupancy, but are restaurants experiencing the same thing where maybe a lot of locals or office workers, they're going to work from home next week and watch all the hoopla from a safe distance?
Yeah, I think, again, some restaurants are saying that they've had some nice bookings for their spaces, but there's a lot of them that were holding off, blocking off event space for these dates and thinking, oh, people are going to come and, you know, either groups that are attending the DNC are going to reserve spaces. And they recently have decided, you know what, we're not going to wait any longer. They're just going after trying to fill up reservations where they can. And I think it's a similar sentiment. And we've heard from a couple cases where there are event space operators that had the groups they thought they were going to host are a little smaller with smaller budgets. And you know, definitely just, you know, not the boon that they really were expecting when we won the DNC last year.
Danny Ecker, reporter, Crane Chicago Business, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a convention in the Chicago area this weekend that has nothing to do with politics.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
There is a big convention coming to the Chicago area this week. And of course, I'm talking about the Blues Brothers Convention, the sequel set for tomorrow at the Old Joliet Prison Historic Site. Let's find out what's going on with Greg Pierbolt, CEO of the Joliet Area Historical Museum. Greg, thank you for joining us today. And before we talk about the particulars of the convention itself, in the whole pantheon of movies filmed in Chicago, classic movies filmed in Chicago, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Fugitive, in my mind, the Blues Brothers is the most Chicago of the movies filmed in Chicago.
Rob, thanks for having me. Absolutely. And I would say that you are not the only one that shares that opinion. In 2018, Illinois Citizens, in coordination with our bicentennial, voted Blues Brothers the best movie ever filmed in Illinois, beating out Ferris Bueller's. But most certainly, yes, that gritty look at Chicago and places around Chicago like Joliet, it's a great depiction of our city.
And the one thing I think really makes the Blues Brothers accessible to a lot of people is, unlike Ferris Bueller, who was a North Shore high school kid who came down in his friend's dad's sports car, the Blues Brothers it's a blue-collar movie. And I think everybody feels like they identify with the Blues Brothers, even though they maybe they can't play a lick of music and they weren't released from prison.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you could probably find a Jake and Elwood at a place like Rosie's, and those characters, you know, are believable enough to where, you know, they just nailed Chicago. And like you said, it's authentic. It's everything. Chicago people love talking about Chicago. I'm no exception to that. And yeah, it's just a movie that does so right by Chicago. And in an era when a lot of movies are still, you know, ooh, that one doesn't really hold up 40 years later, still holds up immensely well.
Oh, talk about, I mean, also just an amazing soundtrack, too. I mean, just starting out with She Caught the Katie, as John Belushi leaves Joliet, embraces his brother, and then they're just driving through the streets of the southeast side of Chicago before they drive the Bluesmobile over the bridge at 95th Street and the Calumet River. I mean, that's a scene that just takes you in, and it's so powerful. I mean, that's the reason why people are showing up in Joliet for this convention 44 years later.
Yeah, the movie still resonates with a lot of people, and not only local people, people from around the world. We this was a while ago, so I'm sure these numbers have increased, but we have visitors coming from 11 countries of origin on six continents. So it has true worldwide appeal. True Chicago appeal. And yeah, just the way that scene can do that without, you know, uttering very few words. There's not a lot of dialogue in that scene after the hug and the drive and, you know, fix the cigarette lighter, but not much talking. It's just that how well that captures visually everything that's going on. So yeah, it's still, you know, we realize that the Joliet prison is really one of the few remaining sites that you can see, you know, that really appears as it did during those years.
We're talking to Greg Pierbolt, CEO of the Joliet Area Historical Museum, about the Blues Brothers Con, the sequel, taking place this weekend. And what does this mean for Joliet? I mean, of course, you talked about how the prison is one of the was used in the movie. And as a result, I think for a lot of people, they associate Joliet for better or for worse with the prison, not only because of the movie, but for those of us who know the lyrics to the Steve Goodman song, Linkin Park Pirates, graduates of the Charm School in Joliet. And why not use that as an avenue to bring people to Joliet and then spend some money there?
Absolutely, Rob, you nailed it. It's an economic development driver, not only the Blues Brothers event, but the prison itself. We have it open currently 7 days a week for tours. And as we said, we being, you know, the Joliet Area Historical Museum, the City of Joliet, many community stakeholders that gathered with us, this prison has defined us as a community for so long. Let's take it back. Let's redefine it. And we're happy to say it's been a great success story for the community. And there's no better punctuation mark than what about getting the band back together in the old Joliet prison one more time for a sequel. So it's a great story all around.
And this weekend's event, Dan Aykroyd's going to be there. Jim Belushi's going to be there. And this is going to be a tribute to John Belushi's widow, who passed away not too long ago.
Yes, and Judy was very closely involved with our organization in planning this, advocating for this. I don't know if either Blues Brothers Con would have happened without her advocacy. So she's someone who immediately got the mission of what we were trying to do and kind of reclaiming this space that has difficult history and turning, you know, what has historically been associated with negative connotations into rebirth, into positive things, into art, culture, music, and economic development. So she is not just kind of a name associated with that we're saying this is dedicated to her. She has earned that dedication because she was very, very involved with us behind the scenes.
Greg Pierbolt, CEO of the Joliet Area Historical Museum, talking about the Blues Brothers Convention coming to town this weekend. Thank you for joining us today.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A growing number of shoppers are choosing private label products and passing on the name brand equivalent. Let's discuss the trend with Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Phil, thank you for joining us today. And everything comes full circle because I remember growing up, you go to the grocery store and, you know, you'd get the Country's Delight brand stuff as opposed to the name brand items on the store shelves. And here we are 30 years later talking about how the value play is in the store brand material and not the name brand stuff.
And Rob, one of the reasons for that is store brands have really done phenomenally as relates to quality and assortment. It used to be a can of peas or something like that, but now we look at store brands. They've got organic, they've got non-GMO ingredients. They've really changed, and probably the two retailers who have done the most to change that is Aldi and Trader Joe's.
And is this just simply a function of consolidation in the supermarket space, that these chains get larger and larger, and as a result, they can afford to up the quality in their store brand items?
That's part of it. But also keep in mind, and you know, if you look at the Kroger Albertsons deal, if that goes through, they'll have over 35,000 store brands in under their banners. But, you know, the other part of it is really to be able to meet the needs of changing consumers. So it's not just that the store wanted to, you know, up the game just because they were nice guys. What they really wanted to do is be able to offer products that people couldn't get elsewhere. Again, back to the Trader Joe's example. Trader Joe's frozen foods, you can't get elsewhere, and they're fabulous. And people just go there just for that.
Now, at the same time, though, I mean, Trader Joe's is a little more of a premium brand in the grocery space than just your average corner store or the bargain place. So it seems like Trader Joe's can afford to do that, especially if you're competing with, let's say, Whole Foods.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And keep in mind that one of the most important things that Aldi does is they've got very strict quality controls. And when you walk in the store, there's a list of over 100 different ingredients that they promise never to use in any of their store brands. So they're really looking for a more savvy consumer who's, you know, wants to save money but also wants something different.
And on top of that, you do have to meet the shopper where they are. And if the shopper wants to save 25 cents or a dollar by going with the store brand versus a name brand, you have to accommodate that, because the shopper, they want to save a few bucks when they go to the grocery store, especially now.
Yes, and keep in mind that you can only buy the store brand at that particular store. So if they can hook you on their store brand, they're not going to lose you to a competitor.
Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com in Los Angeles, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, we check in with the owner of 6 businesses, all near each other in the Western...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Suburb.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. The city of Chicago unveils a new crime-fighting tool ahead of the Democratic National Convention. Hurricane Ernesto sets its sights on a territory north of the Caribbean. Entrepreneur Friday, we speak with a suburban man who's spinning 6 business plates at the same time. A wrongful death suit filed against Disney now involves the clicking of the I agree button on a streaming service. WBBM Business. The markets are higher. The Dow is up 110 points. The NASDAQ is up 71. The S&P 500 is up 15. AccuWeather says for the rest of today, partly sunny, breezy, much warmer, still humid with a heavy late day or evening thunderstorm, which may contain hail and strong gusty winds. A high today of 89, 82 right now under mostly sunny skies. It's 12:31, topping our news of the half hour. The city of Chicago has unveiled its new top of the line police helicopter in a Soldier Field parking lot this morning. 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea was among those on hand for the debut.
This is top of the line. This is an $11 million investment. This thing has everything that our police officers need to safely patrol from the air, providing air support and also tracking criminals.
The department plans to bring in 2 more choppers by the end of the year, bringing the overall total to 4. Hurricane Ernesto is set to hit Bermuda later today, then move up through the Atlantic. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Tammy Souza tracking the system.
It should be out of the area by late Saturday and into Sunday, and then they can start to actually get back to normal. But again, they are directly in the path of this storm. There you go, Category 2. Then it starts to diminish before moving out into the Atlantic, and then we start to feel these huge waves coming in to the East Coast.
The Cat 2 hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial in Chicago. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. And the markets were treading water. They were and they finally picked a direction today, and that direction is up once again. What is driving the markets on this Friday?
You know, it's interesting, Rob. We really recovered well from last week. We had that acute volatility hit the market. We saw the VIX go up to the third highest on record reading, above 65 just a week ago Monday. And then we've seen a historic collapse in volatility, meaning that people's concerns of an economic slowdown or recession have really dwindled. And as we go into this week, we're seeing the NASDAQ come back roaring, coming back with about a 5% gain. You're seeing the broad-based S&P 500 on track for about a 3.5% gain. So the tech leadership we've talked about all year, despite the fact we saw some profit-taking in NVIDIA, for example, we are seeing markets recover. But next week is the big week. We're looking for Fed Chairman Powell to really set the table for September. We're about 30-something days away from them potentially making their first 25 basis point interest rate cut, which should be a signal that rates are coming lower for all of us consumers.
Now, it also seems that a lot of the fear about an economic downturn slash recession has been calmed by some of the data points we've received over the past week. With the concerns over the job market that we've launched this whole thing with the July jobs report 2 weeks ago, offset now by two strong first time unemployment claims reports, and then that consumer spending report surprised everybody.
It has, and I think the sentiment is changing daily, if not hourly, Rob. And I think that is where we have to be really careful and mindful of where we are in the cycle. Since last November, the S&P 500 is now up about 25 to 30%. So if you are in a position to either take some profits or reposition your portfolio, you should be considered, because this volatility, think about taking a big rock and throwing it into a pond. It makes a big splash, but those ripple effects, these are what we're feeling. So volatility can take markets up as well as down, but I think there's going to be more volatility as we go into this election in November, but I think we're not out of the woods. But I am more optimistic that the consumer strength is still there, to your point.
Is this latest rally, you know, this starting this week, erasing a lot of the losses from the sell-off 2 weeks ago, is this real? And when I say, is this real, do the fundamentals back it up?
Well, I'm a little suspect at this moment in time, and you know, going back to January when we talked about what was the number one stock we wanted to own here in Chicago, it was NVIDIA. NVIDIA had an absolute leadership position. It went up again, and we saw profit taking. So I guess my concern short term is that we're so dependent on the top 10 stocks in the S&P 500. Historic amount, about 36% of the market cap is represented in 10 stocks. The other 490 stocks that make up the S&P 500 haven't participated as much. So I still have concern about that narrow leadership, and that I think should sort itself out. So I think I expect volatility, but I'm still optimistic, but I'm cautiously optimistic in the next couple months.
And then on the interest rate cut, it seems like, I mean, obviously Jay Powell is going to weigh in next week, but it seems like a cut is a fait accompli, because even the hawkish members of the FOMC are already talking about cutting rates in September.
Well, that's right, and that's been the argument in the market since that weaker-than-expected job data. Did that green light the Fed to do a 50 basis point rate cut in September? That's been backed away. We are expecting 25 basis points. I think that message next week in Jackson Hole from Fed Chairman Powell, that will be galvanized. They are going to start this interest rate cutting campaign, but it's going to be slow and steady. They're going to be prudent. And as you know, Rob, they're always behind the curve. So they are not going to move and react to the market, but the market is trying to tell them to move faster. And that means two things. Either we are seeing economic slowdown, or the consumer is dying with these higher interest rates.
Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO, KKM Financial in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, an Entrepreneur Friday, a conversation with the owner of a massive video arcade in the suburbs who keeps on creating more businesses. It's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're tracking the latest business exploits of Doc Mack, owner of Galloping Ghost Arcade and a host of other businesses in Brookfield. Doc, thank you for joining us today. And you're a bit of an empire builder in the western suburbs. You have businesses that kind of run the gamut from garages to Galaga to Godzilla.
We do. It's just kind of been, we've been very fortunate in being able to open a business around things that I'm passionate about.
Now, you have been in business. You know, Galloping Ghost, you know, dates back to 1994. That was your video game production company 30 years ago. It is now an arcade. It is now a pinball arcade. It is now a garage. And it is now, it's a bunch of other stuff. So just talk about, for a lot of people, running one business is exhausting. And that consumes all of your life. How about running six of them?
Well, it's basically one thing has just kind of led to the next. The production company led to the arcade. We just had our 14-year anniversary for the arcade and added our 1,000th game to the arcade floor. From there, because we have so many friends within the industry, we know the Mortal Kombat guys, so that spawned the gym and martial arts school. Then our printing company opened, our mechanic shop, as our guys were getting all sports cars and motorcycles. We needed a place to have everything fixed, and it's literally, I can't get up early enough and stay here late enough to keep doing fun things. And we definitely just want to keep growing and adding more things to Brookfield. And the town has been absolutely wonderful to us. So it's been great to keep growing everything.
Now, Doc, I played Mortal Kombat back in the day, and I'm a little concerned when you say that that led to the gym and martial arts facility. You're not teaching people the Mortal Kombat finishing moves. Like you're not teaching. Here's how you can rip somebody's head off. That's not being taught at this martial arts studio, is it?
We've been taught the techniques, but we don't share those. But
it's like if I had to tell you, I would kill you.
The Mortal Kombat side, we've only had it bring so many friendships, and it's been such an amazing thing. Like the rumors about violent video games and everything are definitely not true from what we've seen here.
Now, it's interesting you mention that, because you can probably track the entire history of video games at the Galloping Ghost. I mean, going back to Pac-Man through some of the video games that did lead to a lot of consternation among parents 30 years ago to some of the more realistic stuff we have today.
Absolutely. We've had our oldest game is from 1976 up games that are very new. So all that we've seen is families coming together and parents bringing their kids to play the stuff that they've played back in the day. And it's just been such a positive atmosphere and just something that a lot of people wouldn't expect. People use the arcade to get away from their problems, but beyond that, they use it to kind of get closer to one another, which is just a tremendous thing.
And then, Doc, just talk about your relationship with Brookfield. I mean, you made a substantial investment in that suburb in putting all of your businesses pretty much in the same place.
Yeah, we've had a 6-block radius that we've just purchased all 10 of the 10 of the 11 buildings that we're in. We purchased. I've lived in Brookfield my whole life. There's no other place I'd rather open a business. Town is very supportive. They're very just that they want to see more businesses come to the town, and they've just been phenomenal. It's a great place to live, great place to open a business, great community. We've had other towns that have offered us to move out, and it's not even something we'd ever think of. Like with all the new businesses that we want to grow and open in the future, this is where we want to do it.
Doc Mack, owner of the Galloping Ghost Arcade and a bunch of other businesses in Brookfield, thank you for joining us on this Entrepreneur Friday. Still to come, the implications of clicking on the I Agree button as you sign up for a streaming service or phone app.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Walt Disney Parks and Resort has brought up an issue involving the I Agree click on the company's Disney Plus streaming service. We're joined by Tim Herman, attorney Clark Hill in Chicago. Tim, thanks for joining us today. And it's the old joke when you get the terms of service before you sign up for something, whether it's a streaming service or an activity, you joke that you're signing your life away. And in this case, the family might have done just that. And then we're talking about the story of a person who died of a fatal allergic reaction at a restaurant in the Disney Springs restaurant and shopping area near the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. This was last September. And Disney contends that he doesn't have standing to sue the company because he gave away those rights when he clicked I agree on a free trial of Disney Plus 5 years ago. So, Tim, you're the attorney. How do you argue this legally?
Thank you for having me this afternoon. And yeah, so Disney's made an argument. One, from 2019, the husband signed up for a free trial of Disney Plus, and then later in 2023, pursuant to purchasing a ticket at Epcot, he also agreed to separate terms and conditions. And by agreeing to those, they're saying it's a broad-based provision that requires the dispute to be arbitrated rather than litigated where it's currently pending in Orange County, Florida State Court.
And Disney's other contention is that while Disney Springs is part of Walt Disney World, the restaurant that served the meal that sparked the fatal reaction is not actually owned by the company. It's run by an independent operator.
Yeah, that's right. It's Great Irish Pubs is a separate company, according to Disney. And the allegations against Disney is they had oversight of that restaurant because it was on their property. So therefore, they shouldn't be responsible. But before even getting to those merits, they're saying any of these disputes should be decided in arbitration through JAMS. And the arbitrator should make any decision regarding arbitrability before looking at the actual merits of the claims brought.
Now, this is a situation that is relatable to everybody, because when you do get the terms and conditions of any product and you cannot proceed until you click I agree, maybe 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 probably read all the way through to the end. Most people just skim it and click and move on. What are you doing when you click I agree on terms and conditions, and what remedy do you have as a consumer if you find yourself in this type of situation?
Yeah, you have a lot of, on the plaintiff's side, arguing that, you know, it's an unequal bargaining power. And so one of the arguments the plaintiff here is, okay, even if there was an agreement to arbitrate, this was unconscionable because a consumer doesn't have the right to say, no, I'm striking out that term and or not agreeing to these terms when you have a powerful company like Disney. So the suggestion typically is, you know, review the terms and conditions, know what you're getting into, and then, you know, hire a lawyer that can make the arguments like the plaintiff in this case to say the terms and conditions are not applicable to your claims because the estate never agreed to these. It was the husband, who is the administrator of the estate, is the one that actually signed the Disney Plus and purchased the tickets at Epcot.
Tim Herman, attorney Clark Hill in Chicago, thank you for the insight today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.